Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hold on, that's something there. I didn't realize that. So the latest from Petzold, the offer last offseason was 4 years and just under $100 million. Clearly, the offer's got to be a lot better today. That was when he had 2 years of arbitration left.
Yeah.
Now he's in the last year of team control. But is that what Heyman's basing the gap on? So last year, let's say the Tigers offered rounded up to 100 and Heyman wanted, or Boris wanted 350. So there's your 250 gap.
Is that over 7 years?
Yeah, that's a good question too. I don't know.
Because it really does come down to how many years you want to put on that contract. And what's going to be the average annual value of the contract? That's really what it comes down to.
You would think they could agree on that number or close on that number, right? He's going to be paid per year as much as any pitcher in the game of baseball, right?
Right. And then it comes down to, does Scooble want to get locked in for 8 years? Because we all know that his best years are going to be within the next four. And then after that, it's going to be the Gerrit Cole where you're paying for years where he's not the top pitcher in the American League, but you're paying him as such.
In terms of pitchers, Zach Wheeler's $42 million per year is the high water mark in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Scooble's camp is going to look for more than 42 a year. Could be right. 45, could be, I mean, we've thrown out huge numbers, $50 million a year. But really, it's not about that number. It's about the number of years.
Right.
The Tigers may prefer a 4 or 5 year deal. And Boris probably wants his client to sign that 8, 9, or even right. 10-year deal. So how do you bridge that gap? Is that a gap you can even bridge? I mean, I guess meet in the middle at 7 years. But if Boris says, I'm not going to cave early, we have free agency looming.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if he's sitting there going, and I mean, okay, there's no way to prove it, but he's getting whispers from L.A. Hey, we'll do 8 years. In fact, we might even do 10.
We're not going to blink.
Right.
We're not going to bat an eye. The Tigers have effectively three options. One, sign Scooble this offseason to a long-term deal.
Mm-hmm.
Option two, trade Tarik Scooble to somebody else for the biggest haul possible, a la Milwaukee Brewers, Corbin Burns. And you should get a little more than Corbin Burns. Scooble's a better pitcher. And Milwaukee ended up with the best record in all of baseball shortly thereafter. The third option is the walk the plank, walk the tightrope. Mm-hmm. We're not trading Scooble. We're not extending Scooble. We'll be in contention with Scooble. We're going to keep him on the team. And if he leaves, it's the Scherzer thing all over again. Well, if you're going to do it, you better win a World Series next year. You better have an offseason that supports the idea that you're going all in to win a World Series, because otherwise that's the worst scenario, John. Losing him for nothing is by far the worst case scenario. Trading and getting something might not be super appealing, but it's better than nothing.
Right, unless you win a World Series.
Unless you win a World Series.
Yeah.
And I'm of the belief that if I was the Tigers, I would float him a real big boy offer. And then I'd leak that I offered him a big boy offer. And if he doesn't accept it, then I got to make a decision. Do I instead reinvest that money in Bichette or Bregman or Tucker? Or it doesn't have to be one of those guys, but just a couple legitimate bats and say we're going to win the World Series with Tarik Skubal. That's what I would do if I was running the Tigers. What I think they're more likely to do is not add those bats, walk the line, see where they are at the deadline, and really drag this out.
So with all the information we have, we truly believe the Tigers are getting Boris, meaning he 100% intends to take Skubal to free agency, make him the highest paid pitcher ever, probably at $50 million per season, 8 to 10 years. We all believe that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it is Scherzer all over again. Scherzer became the highest paid player because he wouldn't get paid the highest contract when the Tigers offered an extension. The extension was pretty much like Verlander's contract. Scherzer bet on himself. So it really is playing out to be the same thing all over again. And all I can say is there are people within the organization were here when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
What did you learn from that? Because yeah. I would say the Scherzer's outcome is the worst outcome.
And I think the answer was you should have kept Max Scherzer. I mean, look what happened immediately when he left. He won 2 Cy Youngs in a World Series, and his pitching really didn't drop off for several years.
And heck, he still had it last night.
Right. I mean, he wasn't last night what he was at his prime, but yes, no. he's still pitching at age 40.
Yeah.
I mean, and we all know the last few years don't age well on those deals. We lived it with Miguel Cabrera. Is it worth locking a guy up for those prime 4 or 5 cracks at a World Series knowing you may have an overpaid athlete on the back end?
Well, what I'm compelled by is had they kept Scherzer, I think especially the 2016 season might have played out differently because you don't get Jordan Zimmermann. And the Tigers were on the right on the verge of a wild card there. And that was the year that JV had the bounce back. So, you know, there could have still been another run at it there. I mean, but look, you can't just let this guy walk and not get something. You can't. That was the two critical mistakes that the Tigers and Lions made at the same time with Sue and Scherzer. You just don't do that.
Yeah, like we get this ticket text. Sign Skubal for 5 years, $50 million a year. Alan McComb.
So it's a $250 million contract.
But Al, like, there's no way they're doing that deal.
No, when they know that they can get 8 years at the same price per year from three other teams.
Like, we had a text earlier. Give them a 3-year deal for $180 because it's $60 a year. Give them the opt-outs. Give them the Bregman-style deal. They're not accepting that.
No, because when that 3-year deal is up, he may not be able to command.
Correct.
50 a year or even 40 a year.
Correct.
I don't think he drops off like that, but there is that possibility.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. So that was one of the big headlines from last night. The gap of $250 million, and it does seem to stem from the initial offer last offseason. I just would make the case to people, that's a big number to make up 1 year later.
Right.
And it does feel like they are at odds. Now, this is clearly the Boris spin. The Tigers can choose to stay out of it, or it would behoove them to put a real offer out there and leak the real offer.
Mm-hmm. Unless
there's no real offer.
Right. And they're just willing to
lowball him and let him.
Well, and either play the season out, which I don't think they'll do. They're not going to get to the end of the season unless they're willing to take all of that money and invest in a handful of bats that they think are, and another pitcher, because we saw how the injuries can pile up by the end of the year.
Can never
and
have
Scott,
enough.
You know, Scott Harris talked about it at the end of the season. But if they're willing to go all in this year for their best chance at a World Series with Tarek Skubal.
Texters, why don't we let Skubal go, get a huge bat and a solid starting arm, as well as a bullpen piece and a high-ranked prospect?
That's one path that you could go. And it will come down to, can Scott Harris manufacture that type of a deal?
I don't believe the $250 million gap story at all that has Boris playing his agent games written all over it. Maybe.
Yeah. I think
they aim high and then they use that as the number.
The educated baseball fan is going to look at this and go, yeah, this is an agent game.
But let's say it's not a $250 million gap. Let's say he's exaggerating. Is it a $200 million? Is it a $150? These are still huge gaps.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So last year, Garrett Cole got the 9-year $324 deal, right? I believe he's a Boris client, or Boris is his agent.
Yeah.
It has to be past that. It just has to. Like, you're looking, minimally, I don't know what world you're living in that it's not 8 and 360.
Can we back up for a second? So the Petzold stuff's the new stuff. That last year's offer was 4 years at just under $100 million. Do you have a reaction to that?
Well, it's way too low. It's that if I was Tarek Skubal, I would have the same reaction. Or if I'm Scott Boras, it's offensive.
It's insulting.
Yeah.
And I know they're going to say we had 2 years of arbitration to leverage. There's no world where Skubal was going to sign that contract.
Yeah, that's insanity.
So, like, I just brought up Cole. There's precedent. But just so we understand, like, we're doing the, hey, Boras is like a super villain agent, right? He's the super agent who's playing all the media games. Who is he in the arena with? A team that made a laughable offer last year. So, like, that explains the gap, right? You have one side that has no concept of what the market is, and you have one agent who's going to shoot for the moon, so then you stretch this thing out to $250 million. That does not sound like two parties who are going to sit down in a week or a month or 2 months and iron out a deal.
That's what needs to happen, though. Like, all right, it's already starting. The back and forth, what was offered, what wasn't, what needs to be offered, what's the market. And I really believe, let's all be adults here. Chris Illich, Scott Harris, Jeff Greenberg, AJ Hinch, other executives, host Scott Boras and Tarek Skubal. And let's have a sit down. And what does it take to get you signed right now?
Yeah.
What do you want right now?
As we describe Scott Boras, and I know, you know, you use the term supervillain agent. Like, I'm not going to villainize an agent for doing his job. Like, his job is to get the most money. And I don't think he's looking at it as, well, I just simply want to screw the Tigers.
I think the other question, is there a right now that the Tigers need to ask? Are you willing to sign a long-term extension with us right now?
What do you want?
Yeah. Is there a right now or isn't there?
Right.
Are you going to free agency no matter what?
Right. And so the word villain, right? It's all about how you cast the light in this. Nobody truly is a villain. This is the business of pro sports. Tarek Skubal's not a bad guy if he says, I want to be a Detroit Tiger, but I also want to get paid the most amount of money. Scott Boras isn't a bad guy for trying to get his client the most money. Detroit, they got to make big decisions for their club. If they ultimately don't think it's justifiable to hand a starting pitcher a 10-year commitment with the looming possibility of Tommy John, looming possibility of a strike or a lockout, all right. But then you got to pivot accordingly. Like, that's the thing, is just don't get stuck with your pants down here. If you're not going to sign him long term, are you trying to win with him everything you can right now? Or are you conceding, hey, 26 might be a minor step back to reposition everything for what we've all thought from the beginning, 2027 is the Harris window.
Right. And if they get that answer from Scott Boras and Tarek Skubal that, no, we're not willing to sign anything right now, we do want to get to free agency, then the Tigers can move forward with one of two plans. Trade him, get your maximum value, or we're going to add as many pieces to the puzzle as possible so we can go win a World Series right now.
We can be a formidable baseball team as quickly as this March. 248-539-9797. We'll get the picks in this hour. I mentioned a Spartan fan conversation, the state of Michigan State fans, but some Tarek Skubal thoughts. Phone calls and feedback next, 97.1. Guys, when it comes time to get a new roof, it's probably something you're dreading. And, you know, your roof's leaking. It's been too many years since you addressed it. Nobody plans for a new roof, and it always seems to come at the worst time. The cost can feel overwhelming. This is all bad stuff. I'm going to give you good news. Shaner Roofing is the company you need to trust. Michigan's trusted roofing experts for more than 30 years. I want you to know about these guys. Shaner's making it easier than ever to protect your home with 0% interest financing for 5 years. That means you don't have to skimp on the quality and Band-Aid this thing. You can do it right and get the quality you need. That means you don't have to stress about that upfront payment. Here's the thing. Shaner's not a fly-by-night company. 30 years in business, 4.9-star Google rating. They've earned it. Thousands of satisfied homeowners. They rave about the professionalism, the craftsmanship, the customer care, all the stuff you need. So if your roof is leaking, if it's aging, if it's just time to get that peace of mind, don't wait. MyMichiganRoof.com/zero. That's MyMichiganRoof.com/zero. Powered by Shaner Roofing, where quality meets affordability.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Just keeping people up to date on the latest with Scoobal, some of the headlines. And we'll get to the picks coming up at 8:35. John Heyman, New York Post, headline, Scoobal and the Tigers, $250 million apart. That's not exactly, you got to dot a few I's and cross a few T's. That's a $250 million gap. And it's believed that that gap was from last year's starting point in negotiations. It's a huge number to make up this offseason. Evan Petzl to the Free Press saying that offer by the Tigers was a four-year deal for just under $100 million. That was with 2 years of arbitration, so that's probably the Tigers' thought process. He would then be a free agent in 28 and can get an even bigger deal. That's probably how they pitched it. But it's wholly uncompetitive. There were headlines last offseason about the Tigers not having a serious offer. That's not a serious offer. So what's going to change this offseason? Scott Boras, if we're going to use those numbers, was probably looking for $350. But now without a year of arbitration, could balloon up to a $400 million deal. Well, isn't that what everybody's been speculating it's going to take to keep Tarek Skubal? And it's John, it's ultimately, it's going to be about the number of years. It sounds like a length issue.
Yeah, I mean, it is definitely going to be a matter of how long does he want that contract to be? How long does he want to make that guaranteed money? Because as soon as he signs it, it's guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. And if you're Boras, you're going to shoot for that 8, 9, 10-year commitment. And if it's, it might not even be something they're signing right now. They might want to get the biggest possible payout in free agency a year from now. And from the Tiger standpoint, it sure sounds like they're more comfortable. And I think fans might be with them more comfortable with a 4, 5, or 6-year deal. But that's how you start stacking $40 million a year, $50 million a year, and you get these $100, $150, $250 million gaps in the contract. So we can check in with people, 248-539-9797. I know we got ticket texts. Devel in Madison Heights, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Okay, so this is what I would do, and I heard John say this, and it's like combining a couple of his options, but I'm you know, the minute that we knew that Scott Boras was Scoobal's agent, we knew right there, I knew right there, he's not coming to Detroit, signing to Detroit. It's just not going to happen. So, I mean, trade him now. I would trade him now, get the haul from him, make sure you get a starter and a back-end bullpen help and a player to be named later, something like that, right off rip. You're not going to get two Scoobal-like pitchers coming back either.
Right.
But as long as we get somebody, like, we can all agree that Kyle Finnegan was the best piece that we got from the trade deadline.
Yep.
We get that level of a pitcher, of a starting pitcher and a reliever, we're good there. And then the money we would have paid Scooble, you know, and the Tigers would have paid him, that's 2 5-year, you know, contracts with two right-handed great bats. For 5 years, you can get two. We're competing next year for a World Series, not for a playoff or a division. We're going to the World Series next year. If you get two great bats with that money, 5 years apiece, you get the two Finnegan-like pitchers, reliever and a starter, and a future consideration, we're good. We're good because it's not realistic that we are not competing with the Mets and the Dodgers with salary for Scooble. And he set it up like that with Boris as agent. He's not dealing with Detroit. So you do that and just compete. You know, I mean, we've been here before, with, like you said, with Scherzer, Verlander, even though we traded Verlander. Yeah. But, yeah, just go ahead and do that, and we're competing seriously for – I'm looking at what Guerrero did in Toronto. I'm real jealous.
Well, but that would be an argument to keep your star player. Like, ultimately, Toronto bent, right? They weren't going to give him all this money, and they did. And you mentioned Scherzer. Don't we wish the Tigers would have just paid Scherzer, who went on to have another 5-6 really good years of runway, Cy Youngs and World Series performances?
Do you just agree to that 1-year deal with Scooble like they did last year? And it was $10 million last year. It'll be more this year. Or arbitration, whichever path you want to go. And then add those bats like he was talking about. Instead of spending the money on Scooble, you're going to spend it on the bats and then win with Scooble for a year.
Yeah, use them and lose them. But at least you do it with the belief that we're in the top 1% of MLB teams chasing the World Series.
So the argument, though, of the caller, he brought up Guerrero. I mean, isn't that the argument not to keep him? It's an everyday player.
Right.
He's hit 5 home runs in the postseason, and he plays the entire game. That's like the argument to not pay a pitcher, almost.
Well, I do wonder if the Tigers' philosophy is we would hand out 7 and 8 year deals to position players.
It's the argument.
Homegrown position players who we could lock up in their 20s as opposed to, you know, they don't want to give Bregman an 7 or 8 year deal.
Right.
And I understand that.
But it's the total argument for going and getting two hitters this offseason, keeping school and letting the thing ride. And the only way you move them is at the deadline. You got that in your back pocket.
As like a parachute if your season goes south.
You're probably not getting quite the return if you wait till the deadline, but he becomes tradable to a lot more teams that are in the hunt, and that becomes like the Kawhi Leonard situation,
right?
Where basically, you know, he's not staying there.
Yeah. Like,
right, but so this is what's tough, is we have to go through all these scenarios and all the different ways it could play out. If the Tigers are willing to add legitimate bats and spend legitimate money around Tarik Skubal, then fine, you roll the dice. But then I'm going to pull back and just say, Scott Harris has told us he doesn't believe in a Skubal window. They didn't act aggressively at the deadline when they had the best record in baseball. What's most likely to happen is they're not adding these primo bats that DeVell's calling about, that we're bringing up on the radio, that the fans want this offseason. We're going to get a Gleyber Torres 1-year deal, you know, equivalent, and a bring up McGonagall argument. Well, at that point, what are you doing just letting Skubal go?
Is there a player out there that would take kind of the Bregman deal from last year?
I mean, we brought up some of those names this week. Like, John, I know.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about Pete Alonso. I mean, I don't have the list in front of me.
I don't know if Alonso would do it or not, but it is kind of plain for this year. Guys that have big bats, 1-year options, overpay them.
Bo Bichette.
I think Bichette at 27, 28 years old, yeah, probably looking for
a long-term deal.
Long-term deal. We know Bregman wants the long-term deal. Maybe.
And I just don't know. We don't have enough information on this potential looming lockout after next year. Guys might want to get locked up right now.
Yeah, don't play the game. Ticketech says, much like Stafford defined Holmes and Campbell, Scooble will define Scott Harris. If we have to make a deal, we have to win that deal. I mean, this does feel like a defining.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be defined by, I mean, right now he's defined by, you know, the lack of movement at the trade deadline and what he's done, whether it was Erod or, you know, last year, this year, the inactivity. But the headliner is going to be, what does he do with Scooble?
I think it's Scooble and then it's Clark McGonagall. Like those two, if Clark McGonagall end up being like everything he's built them up to be.
Yeah.
And all these Baseball America rankings have built them up to be.
So if they trade, that's the
only other thing that he's being judged on is you kept your prospects. They better be great. The Scooble thing is a huge decision for the organization.
If they trade Scooble, do you have to get a proven commodity in return? Would you be willing to play multiple prospects?
No, hey, you'd have to get something of that's tangible.
Because I think that's the wild card, some sort of proven bat out there that's kind of a sneaky proven bat.
You scratch their back, they scratch yours.
But then you're throwing a bunch of prospects too. Like, I wonder if the Orioles would do that. They're the type of team that has that.
Yeah, well, they're the ones that screwed up the year before, right? Sitting on their young players.
They need pitching. Would they give up one of their core hitters and prospects?
But then they have to extend Scooble, right? Because they're not an all-in team next year.
I don't know.
Tigers need to stop effing around. Offer Scooble $400 million over 8 years. Make him the highest paid pitcher ever. If he turns it down, nothing you can do, and then you trade him, but you leak the offer.
Yep.
I think that's a viable strategy here. Requires you to pony up. I'd offer $50 million for 8 years. That's the same deal. Says if he says no, I'm trading him at the winter meetings for the best deal I can get. Tom in Chesterfield. Line in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
But that is required that you are making the big boy offer first. And him say no.
Yeah. And
$100 million.
That would be an intriguing offer for him to say no to, because that would far surpass the $42 million that the top pitcher is making right now.
And it might be more in line with what he was asking last offseason. Mm-hmm. So you'd meet him where they're at and force him to say yes. All right. Picks are next, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Nobody caught it on the ticket text, but we'll just come out and say it. We didn't include Michigan State in the picks.
Nope. 27.5-point spread. It feels like a week one pick.
Yeah, it's a tough sell. Look, there are so many good games in college football. We didn't even get to Bama, Tennessee. Vandy is a favorite top 25 clash with LSU. And to be honest, I don't think Spartan fans care or were offended. I think they're kind of done with their team for this season. Fair to say?
It feels that way. And I think they're all going to, you know, no one. I don't think they're going to go Spartan free, like, you know, we are the Lions free, but and they'll be paying attention and hope for the best, but prepare for maybe the inevitable.
The state of Michigan State fans, their mental state going into this weekend. I know both guys in the afternoon want a humiliation. Brendan Shabath is on the updates. He's a Spartan. He has shared the sentiment. I bumped into Luke Sloan. Remember him? He's a Spartan grad.
Yeah.
Bumped into him at the drinking fountain. He said, yeah, we're going to get humiliated. Is that what Michigan State fans want to happen? Because we saw it with James Franklin. Penn State had to be shamed repeatedly week after week after week before they were willing to buy out their coach. Do State fans want Cignetti to drop a bomb on their school? I mean, they beat Illinois by 53 points this season. Is that what you want in a sick, twisted way to still watch your football team? You're hoping for change and you're hoping they get embarrassed?
I don't necessarily know. I mean, I don't know if I could ever go into a game hoping that I want my team to just get bombed. But I think it all comes down to, do you trust, in this case, administration, to make the decision if they, you know, let's just say they lose by two touchdowns to Indiana. All right, they didn't get bombed.
It's a moral victory. We hung in.
Well, I'm not saying it's a moral victory.
Got some fight from the team. Jonathan Smith still got some buy-in.
But there, it's still not a competitive game. And so whether you get bombed or you lose, and maybe it's the same thing against Michigan. Hey, you put up a great fight, but you lose. Don't lose your minds. I'm not predicting that game right now. Mm-hmm. But I think if you simply feel like we need to get bombed for a decision to be made, then you don't really trust them to make the right decision.
Well, I just think it's a natural position of, until they fired him, I don't know that they will.
Right.
And apparently they need more evidence. They have not received enough evidence to fire Jonathan Smith as evidence that he has a job. So I need to create a bigger, stronger case for him to be fired. And it wouldn't be, well, we were within two scores on the road with number three Indiana. Or, hey, the rivalry game was kind of tight this year. It needs to be, oh, we lost by five touchdowns.
Well, and I think there's, I mean, up until that UCLA game, all right, they won the games they were supposed to win, right? Western, Boston, and Youngstown. And then they lost in a more respectful way to USC than Michigan did. And Nebraska, all right, you lost by 11, but, you know, okay, it was at Nebraska, and Nebraska's got a good quarterback. So you're sitting there going, ah, ho-hum, you know, all right. But losing the way they did to UCLA at home, because you always think, okay, is there signs of improvement? Mm-hmm. Is there things that are better this year than they were last year? And originally, we thought in those first three games, maybe there was.
It's just gotten so bad so fast. So, what, 2 weeks ago, after the game, Jonathan Smith was asked about his tackle play, and he said, I didn't really see anything, you know, paraphrasing, anything that was like, you know,
egregious.
Meanwhile, if you watch the game, like, the tackle play was terrible. And I think he even admitted after watching the film the next day, like, yeah, we needed to clean some stuff up with our offensive line. Okay. Then UCLA, it's homecoming. They drop 38 unanswered points against you. And Jalen Berger, former MSU running back, is now on UCLA, says they didn't want to play anymore, saying that you guys quit on your home field. We know how last year ended. And it looks like they're going down that same path again this year.
So it's time to respond. And, I mean, if he can get his team to respond, because, I mean, it goes through the whole process of, you know, in past eras of college football, because we're in a brand new era now, it used to be 4 years. Well, you don't get 4 years anymore. And if halfway through your second year, things are following the same path as they did in year one, and your athletic director is not the one that hired you,
John, there's a ton of ticket texts that support this idea of getting blown out. Texter says, I went to MSU. I want him to get destroyed this week so Smith can get fired before they even kick off against Michigan. If he stays and somehow beats the Wolverines, we're stuck with him. Wes in Grand Rapids. Can't have that. Another one says, 50 or even 60 burger, please. Steve in Livonia. So it's one of these things. I don't want to let the afternoon show speak for all Spartan fans. That's how they feel. But it's getting echoed by our listeners, too. Like, the MSU fans in our audience, they were mad when they were 3-0. So you can imagine with how they're feeling right now.
Yeah.
John, they want their team to get humiliated.
Well, and they just saw a team that did make a change and come away with two big wins.
Ding, ding, ding. Guys, MSU is a hockey and hoop school now. The D'Antonio era seems like a long, long time ago. Guys, I graduated in the 90s. They were coming off the Rose Bowl in 88. They've had some down years, basically until D'Antonio took over. And what I've learned is this team, they'll rise up. They're good for a few years, and then they go back into security. They're simply not a good football program and not worth your time on Saturdays historically.
Yeah, but that's not what that program should be.
Shouldn't be. You're right.
I mean, it should be competing for playoff spots every single year.
Can and should, isn't.
So as a Michigan fan, I've only been, I think, been truly apathetic one time. And it wasn't the Rich Rod era. I was anti-Rich Rod from the get-go. I knew it would fail. And I was like, all right, when he's fired, I'll care again. You know, that's a different kind of apathy.
Sure.
Versus it was the Brady Hoke era and got sold a bill of goods when they went to the Sugar Bowl the first year. You know, and then you're like giving them some time and some rope the next couple years. But 2013 was the minus 48 game at Michigan State. And that's when I was like, whoa. And I kind of like, okay, well, still because of the first year, let's give them some time. And you get into 2014 and it was the Minnesota game at home. That 30-14 loss. I'm like, this is over. And I really don't care anymore. So I didn't care about the Joe Bolden State game. The next Michigan State game that year.
Oh, is that planting the stakes?
Is a stake in the ground?
Yeah. And it was, I was just like, after Minnesota, I didn't care. I didn't care that State did that. It didn't bother me that they did that.
Okay, so that's another way of framing this. Are you just apathetic? Like, you don't want your team to be humiliated. You just don't have any energy to muster into the game. Are you even going to watch Michigan State if you're in the apathetic crew? Because I do think the people who are watching for a blowout. If you're not watching at all, you may just self-admit, hand in the air, hey guys, I'm a Spartan. I'm apathetic towards my program. That's the other way of looking at it.
And the fact that it's on Peacock.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to have to actually jump through an extra hoop to go from the games that you were watching to another app to watch it.
You're like, I'll watch Georgia Ole Miss. That's a top 10 showdown going on in the SEC. So that's there for Spartan fans as we check on your mental state at Michigan State. John, for as much as we talked about Lions and Chiefs, you think we may have missed a pretty big storyline.
Mm-hmm.
A question that we should have asked people earlier in the week that we can fix.
Yep.
It's a Friday. We'll ask it next. 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.